Chapter 14, Off to Innsbruck and Beyond. The very next day after the infamous travel agency visit that would have such a huge impact on my life, I was on that flight to Innsbruck. I have to interject here for a second. About a month or so before I took this vacation, if you want to call it that, even though I was no longer a stockbroker, I had a friend who was a broker for a different brokerage house, and I introduced him to one of my old customers that I had when I was with Dean Witter. Now, I don't remember the details, but my broker friend did some sort of transaction with this old guy, and all I remember is that the old man had lost money in that transaction, I think around $5,000 plus. And I know that I had made money, a few thousand, I believe, as sort of a finder's fee of sorts. I literally don't remember any details except that my old customer by the name of Mr. Engel had lost money and I had made money. And the whole thing smelled. And to be perfectly honest, that's how I had the funds to go on this trip to Austria in the first place. And again, I'm ashamed of my behavior, but it's pertinent and must be included here. What we did was not illegal, but it stunk. Anyway, wait till you hear this. As I had mentioned, the guy's name was Mr. Engel, and after landing in Innsbruck, I head on over to the hotel and I see the name, and lo and behold, it's Hotel Engel. Are you freaking kidding me? My God! And anyone out there on planet Earth who happens to be reading this, don't you dare tell me that that was a coincidence, because I don't buy it. The only reason that I was able to check into Hotel Engel is because of that smelly deal that I had done with Mr. Engel. By the way, I'm not sure you're still with us, but either way, I apologize to you profusely, Mr. Engel, and please don't ever think that I live comfortably with this memory, because I don't, and in fact, hate having to remember it for the purpose of including it in this memoir of mine, but I must. Anyway, after checking into Hotel Engel, I headed out for a night on the town on my first night ever in Europe, and what a treat. Innsbruck is a town, by the way, that you might see on a postcard. Very cute and all fixed up, and it seemed everything in its proper place. It was a warm and cuddly little town, and quite frankly, I felt pretty warm and cuddly at that time. I loved being there, as it had an atmosphere that was new to me and that I had never experienced or felt before. Anyway, being my gregarious self, I ran into a group of locals, and I made friends with them, and they took me in. I wasn't drinking at this time, but I had no problem joining in and having just as much fun as everyone. Included in this group was an absolute knockout, a local girl who turned me on, and I wasn't to be denied. Had I stayed in Innsbruck a few more weeks, I would most likely have married her, but that wasn't to be. Well, she would become my focus for the duration of my stay in Innsbruck. She would be my drug, my addiction, and my motivation. To hell with skiing. Anyway, we all had a great night in the town, and we said our goodbyes, and I went back to my room at Hotel Engel, got a good night's sleep, got up bright and early, and headed for the slopes. There was a time in my life when skiing was literally my favorite thing on earth to do. I'd skied Aspen and Vail and all over the place, and now I was going to ski the Alps. I was an avid skier at one time, I guess you could say, but that was a long time ago, and I'd soon find out that I was avid no longer. I guess time marches on, doesn't it? By now, I had other priorities, I suppose you could say. Anyway, I ski most of the day until I see those same people from the previous night sort of playing around in the snow, not far from where I was skiing. So I went over, and they asked me to join them. And so I took my skis off and joined them. I didn't ski again after that day, or ever again for that matter, and instead spent every waking moment with my new friends. So much for being an avid skier, or just maybe the prospect of having sex with that hot girl became more important. Y'all think? That night we were all playing pool together, and somehow I ended up, you know, back at her place, and we went at it, and it was just great horny sex. I mean, if you're having sex with somebody who absolutely turns you on, the sex is great no matter what. The harder, the better, if you get my drift. I don't care if she looks like a horse. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and sexy is in the eye of the beholder, too, and if she turns you on, that's what counts. But take my word for it, she didn't look like a horse. I remember that first night that we were having sex, she was sitting on top of me as we were doing our thing, and the phone rang, and it was one of the guys in the group, who, by the way, was handsome as hell, and I'm sure was hot to trot for her as well. I mean, who wouldn't be? And I remember her talking calmly to him while sitting on me with me inside her. Trust me, that image is indelible in my mind. Anyway, what he didn't know wouldn't hurt him, and most likely he was never the wiser, as far as I know anyway. I mean, I sure as hell didn't tell him, and I'm pretty sure she didn't. I had also met one of the other girls in the group that I'm pretty sure that I had sex with, but I can't remember exactly. But I do know that there was some sort of trouble that occurred between the two girls and myself. I'm not sure if it was jealousy or what, because I just can't remember the details, but I do know that for some reason, I felt that I had to leave Innsbruck, but quick. And as for a destination, I just wanted to get somewhere warmer, and not knowing the geography, having never been to Europe, I just bought a ticket to as far south as I could go before hitting water, which was somewhere in Spain, if I'm not mistaken. I remember thinking that I'd get off the train as soon as the weather was warm enough. I swear to God, that was my exact thought on a destination. Not a place, but a temperature. I mean, hell, one place is as good as another if you've never been there anyway. So anyway, I practically ran to the station that day, sort of a get-out-of-dodge type of thing, if you will, and bought my ticket to somewhere in Spain, boarded the train, and off I went, headed south. I don't remember if that girl accompanied me to the train station that day in Innsbruck, but I think she did. We actually met up on Facebook not too long ago, and I sent her a message asking her if she remembered any details, such as the exact date that I was in Innsbruck, but she never got back to me on that one. I'm not sure whether she has a good memory of me or not. I'll tell you this, though. I'll bet she knows the entire episode in detail, dates and all, but doesn't want to get into it with me. I mean, why stir up trouble? Boy, she was as cute and sexy as they come, a total turn-on. If you're reading this, young lady, I fell in love with you during those days in Innsbruck, that November, was it? Back in 1984. I'm guessing guys have been chasing you your whole life because you were that hot. Oh, and regarding my return flight to Chicago, it never even entered my mind. I was sold on Europe and had all of that ill-gotten cash to stay for a while. Here's a picture of Hotel Engel that I got off the net. Coincidence, my ass.